Most open meetings are Tuesdays at 4 p.m. with public comment taking place at 5:30 p.m. with an open door policy and public comments encouraged. Superintendent Ember Conley says she presents her update early each meeting.
I go through basically the month in review. So I always do pictures, do updates as far as where we are with certain programs. And at the very end, I go through questions that have come through the community, which concerns, questions, things that I've had to address as superintendent, as the school district. One of the things that I really enjoy doing is being able to recognize and highlight not only our staff, but also our students. And so we have one student from the high school in particular is going to be spotlighted.
Conley says topping Tuesday's agenda is the presentation of an annual audit performed by an outside auditor.
They go through all of our accounts and they work with our business director as well as our personnel that works under the business director. They go anywhere from accounts to student records. Every school district has to do it. There's some things, and it's really exciting to see where we've been and now where we are now. We know that we have areas to work on, but we're excited to be able to work on those and continually improve.
Each month, a teacher from one of the schools in the district is recognized. Last month, Trailside teacher Krista Ingalls won the award, and on Tuesday, a teacher from Ecker Hill will be recognized.
One of the ideas that I truly believe in is celebrating success and recognizing the individuals that really make our school district who we are, and that is our teachers. And each month, a different school, we're on a rotation, and we recognize a teacher of the month.
Also, in a presentation by Ecker Hill, the school board will hear how the school is sharpening its focus on math.
What we're doing to help all students achieve at higher levels in math, and it specifically talks about their interventions that they have at Ecker Hill. And Ecker Hill goes with the middle school philosophy with teaming, so they work as individual teams. I mean, they review the data and continually adjust and monitor their teaching.
In addition, Conley says in some informal discussions with the city and Summit County regarding bringing in broadband technology, she says the school district supports and needs access to high-speed internet.
You may have seen at PC Caps is the need for reliable, best technology possible for our students, and especially in that educational setting. We've had some informal discussions, but nothing formal. We've had lots of discussions because we know it's a need for all of our students, especially because we do encourage all of their, not all of their, but a majority of their homework communication with their teachers to be done via internet. And so we do know that it's a need for us to move forward.
That's Park City School Superintendent Ember Conley. Again, the school board meeting takes place at the school district offices on Kearns Boulevard beginning at 4 p.m. on Tuesday. Public comment is taken at 5:30 p.m. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.